How's it going? All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Pine View Public Infrastructure District number 2 to order. Today's December 19th, 2025. It is 10:06 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Darcy, your chair. Do you want to start for us?
Darcy Stewart, Chair.
Colleen Stewart.
Vice
Neo
Chair.
Merchant.
Hello.
Kylie King with Snow Jensen Reese District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA District Accountant.
This is Adam Daly with Gilmore Bell, Bond Counsel to the District.
Aaron Wade also with Gilmore Bell.
Dungebacker, Piper Sandler.
Steven, do you want to tell us you're there?
Yeah, Stephen Wood with
Okay.
Firelight.
Thank you. That's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first up, we have board meeting minutes from our November 10th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes,
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thanks, Colleen.
Second.
Second.
Who was first?
Oh,
Darcy.
We'll
Gilmore
give it to
Darcy.
Darcy. All right. Thanks, Darcy. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right. First up's authorizing resolution. Adam, are you taking it or Aaron?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and walk through that.
Okay. I put it up unless you want to put it up.
No, that's great. If you could just scroll
Yep.
down right there is great. Yep. Yeah, so this is an authorizing resolution with respect to the various assessment documents we need to approve that would allow the district to actually impose assessments across the property. In this case, based on the statutory maximum of 3-to-1 value to lien, we are assessing $42,775,000 across the property. So this resolution specifically authorizes an assessment ordinance and a designation resolution that walk through the mechanics of how that assessment's actually allocated. In this case, we'll be allocating against 769 residential units. So that is broken down across the PA6 single family residents, the PA6 cottage homes, the PA6 townhomes, and the PA11 single family residents. So each of those units have varying liens per lot, adding up to an ultimate figure of, again, $42,775,000. And then the second thing that this resolution approves is the appraisal that was conducted with respect to the property. One additional note here, after we consider the resolution, we will ultimately need the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution to be signed and then sent back to us. Once we have those executed signature pages, we'll compile fully executed documents and then send those back out to the group to be posted both on the Utah Public Notice website and physically on site within the district boundaries. Once those are posted in those two locations, that will start our what's called a 30-day contestability period. And after that's run, it would bar individuals from taking legal action against the authorization of these documents. So that's kind of the clock that we're looking to get started here as soon as we can. So our paralegal Mary Barnes, after this meeting, will send out a signature packet with all the signature pages we need just for these specific documents we need to get posted.
So, Adam, there's some things that need to be updated. So, Colleen's the clerk, Neil's the treasurer. That's one of the ones we need to fix. So, if she can fix
Yeah, and
those.
we have that on
Okay.
our end. I think maybe what you have here is
An older version.
we haven't circulated the newest, but we have that. Yeah, Neil's
Okay.
vice chair and treasurer, and Colleen is clerk secretary.
Yep.
Yeah, that's reflected in our documents, so you'll see that in the signature pages that get sent around.
Okay, perfect. And Colleen, the one of the documents need to be notarized. So just when
Okay.
you sign, make sure you see that. It's one of them that you do as the clerk. So
Okay.
And then, yeah, if you
Okay,
guys could get
got an
those
order
done,
here.
if you could get those done, hopefully today, that would be helpful.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Adam, anything else?
And then just another piece here. So we also have an
Okay.
acknowledgement, waiver, and consent that we previously got signatures for. Those will be included as an attachment to one of these documents. So once they're fully compiled, we'll also just need a release of signature from all the property owners that signed that as well. So that will come in the form of us sending an email out to that group requesting that they just respond to us via email with a confirmation of their release of signature.
Oh, wait, say that one more time.
Yeah, so was that Stephen asking the question?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
So the signature pages that we got executed in advance for that acknowledgement, waiver, and consent, we have those all on our system, and we'll bake those into the actual document itself. We will just need like an email confirmation from each of those signatories now that the documents are actually complete, just releasing their signature. And that'll come in the form of them essentially just emailing us, I confirm the release of my signature with respect to this document.
And when do you need that by?
Yeah, that and one question here, because we have that large number, and this one of the things we asked is there somebody that's kind of like authorized as like the maybe the lead for this that can release
No,
on their behalf?
it's going to require all of the
concern.
signatures.
Yeah, and the concern that I have, this is Stephen again, is I was really clear with everyone connected to this bond that we had one shot to be able to get all of the owners, current owners, to approve. And this is now the first time that I've heard about this, that we need them to come back and send an email saying that they approve
Their approval.
yeah like I feel like this is a last minute slip.
Adam, can I jump in for a second? I think I tend to agree with Stephen. It was pretty clear when those signatures were originally released that the district had met all of the conditions for the release of those signatures. So going back to all of those property owners now is going to be really, really difficult. There
Sure.
are a couple of There are a couple of sort of lead, managers of that group, but I think they're going to be unlikely to be willing to make any
Okay.
presentations for the group. And I personally am comfortable that they release those signatures for these purposes.
Okay. Yeah,
So.
if you're comfortable with that, I think we can move forward with that. That was going to be just kind of the next question. So, okay.
And for the record, I probably didn't get on the minutes earlier. This is Matt Entz with Snow Johnson and Reese District Council, just for the record.
You're here just in time.
Hi,
You have
guys.
some stranger who just hopped on,
Sorry
making all kind of
about
comments.
that.
All right, Adam, Aaron, anything else on the authorizing resolution?
No, nothing else from my end. If there are any questions, feel free to let me know.
Okay. Board, you guys good?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So what I would need then is a motion to approve resolution 2025-02.
I'll
I'll make
make
it.
a resolution.
You'll make a motion.
Motion to approve it.
Thanks.
Resolution. What is do I need to say
I'll just say I so move.
You're good. We get the gist.
Okay.
I
I'll
second.
second it. Neil seconded it.
All right, I'll give it to Neil. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, let's see. Next up is the bond resolution. So let me pull that one up. Okay.
Yeah, if you want to just scroll down again to page 3. Yep, perfect. Thanks. So this resolution authorizes the district to actually issue the bonds that are secured by the assessments. It does that subject to maximum parameters. In this case, again, that's the $42,775,000 in maximum par. They must mature in not more than 30 years from the date of adoption of this resolution. They have to be priced at not less than 95% of the total principal amount, and they must bear an interest rate of not to exceed 12%. The other thing that this resolution does is it approves various forms of documents that will need to be finalized at closing. So in this case, that is the preliminary official statement, an official statement that has been circulated previously by Jason Terry with our office, a bond purchase agreement, continuing disclosure agreement that has been circulated by underwriters counsel in Tiffany Leichman, and then also a completion agreement and a collateral assignment agreement that has previously been circulated by our office. So this approves the form of those documents, but the ultimate terms and finalization of the documents will be done between now and closing. Like the assessment documents, there's also a contestability period tied to this resolution and the various bond documents. So on page six, if you could scroll down, Michael. So yeah, this is the form of notice that the district intends to issue bonds. This is another document that we'll want posted both on the Utah Public Notice website and physically on site within the district. This one doesn't require an ink signature. We will just plug in the secretary clerk name there. So once we have fully compiled and executed documents for the authorizing resolution and the assessment ordinance, we will also include this document to be posted as well.
So, Darcy, Colleen, Stephen, we always will take care of the public notice website posting. What we'll need for both of these bond documents is you guys to find somewhere there at the development site to put them. That way the public can see them so that they're posted, just somewhere that the public has access.
Needs to be on the development side. It needs to be out at
So it
firelight.
needs to be out at firelight.
Yes.
No, just at our development offices is how we've done it in the past, which
Here.
I think for this one we'll need it in the affected area is what it's called. So that would be at the
We can do that.
Okay.
yeah,
Well,
like an on-site. Yep.
does it only need to be in one location, or because we call them PA 11 and PA 6, they're separate.
Effective.
Separate areas all within the Firelight development. Do we need to put one on each location or just one at on one of the
One at a
locations?
location where, you know, the way the statute's worded is something, you know, where there's not residents, it says something like in a place reasonably likely to be seen by the public passing through. So if there's, you know, a main roadway or something that, you know, where you would be like, oh, this is where we would put our, you know, for sale sign or whatever, a place kind of like that, that it's, you know, along a roadway or somewhere where people come in and go in is
Okay.
the is where we would recommend. And then we just recommend, you know, similar to the other posting, like put it, you know, maybe in what do you call it, like not yearbooks, the kind of memory book paper, you know, or like a Ziploc bag or something, so that it's a little bit protected from the elements but still visible, if you could.
Yep, for sure. We'll take care of that.
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. Adam, what else?
Nothing else on this one unless there are questions.
Board, you good?
Yes.
Okay. So what we would need then is a motion to approve resolution 2025-03.
So moved.
Thanks, Darcy.
I second it.
Thanks, Colleen. All those in favor, say aye.
I'm
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Adam, anything else from your end?
That's it for us. Aaron, did you have anything else?
Nope, nothing else for me. Thanks.
All right, next up is the tentative budget. So, Shelby, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so board, I circulated this just last night. We did build in current financing numbers that Piper Sandler shared with us. So, of course, as you know, those are subject to change, specifically the anticipated property tax bonds. So, I'll start here with the general fund for 2026. It does look like there's some anticipated working capital funds to be set aside from the bond issuance. And so the administrative costs would be covered through that working capital fund. Again, the exact amount subject to change there. For expenditures, we've dropped in an estimate of $48,000. That would cover accounting. Our fees for 2026 would be a little bit lower than a typical year since there'd be no audit yet until the following year. District would be required to hold insurance. And then legal, we bumped up a little bit higher than normal as well, anticipating that they'd have time just coordinating requisition requests and that type of thing. And then just rounded out with some kind of miscellaneous contingency there. The next page is the debt service fund for the proposed special assessment bonds. So here we would have anticipated transfers in from the bond issuance to fund capitalized interest and a debt service reserve for those bonds. As of now, an anticipated bond interest payment of just under 2.5 million, which again would be covered through capitalized interest. Next page is a debt service fund for the anticipated property tax general obligation bonds. Similarly, would have an anticipated transfer from bond proceeds to establish capitalized interest, and then a surplus fund or reserve fund based on kind of the timing of those. Those payments are typically March, based on when those bonds are anticipated to be funded and issued next year. No expenditures slated in the 2026 budget for that series. Then, lastly, is the Capital Projects Fund. So, here we have two line items for bond issuance proceeds. The first is for the special assessment bonds, so the $42,775,000. The next line is for the property tax, limited tax general obligation bonds, currently estimated just under $17 million. Interest income has been estimated here on all pages, as you've seen. And then for expenditures, an estimate here for bond issue costs that would again be for both series of bonds that may be issued. So just over 2 million is the estimate there. And then capital outlay, Stephen provided a rough estimate to us of about 15 to 18 million. So dropped in the high end there. And then these transfers out to other funds would be the working capital fund and the general fund, and then capitalized interest and reserve and surplus that I covered on the previous pages. Only other thing to note, you guys are familiar with kind of the assumptions pages that we put together, fairly simple and straightforward. We did put in kind of a note for property taxes, just in accordance with the discussions we've been having via email, and just noted that the district anticipates to certify a mill levy of 5 mills next year. So with that, any questions, any proposed changes that anybody has to this?
No. Not
Okay,
unlikely.
I'll just let you know again, typically we don't do the budgets until the bonds are funded, but we wanted to get this one done earlier before the end of the year, just so that if we want to put the mill levy in place, we can. So just wanted to let you guys know that's why we're doing this a little earlier than normal. But
Yeah, that's helpful.
okay, any questions? If not, I need a motion to approve the tentative budget.
I'll motion to approve.
So moved.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks,
Oh,
Darcy.
you'll make that.
I'll give
Okay,
you the
Darcy
second,
seconded.
Darcy.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, last item is the engagement agreement with Cruz and Associates. So here's the agreement. The important part is down here where the proposed fee is going to be $10,000 for the pricing certificate. That's in line with what we see for other districts. So
And is that a
this is
one-time
the
thing?
it is,
That.
and it comes out of the cost of issuance.
Okay.
Yep.
Layers, lots of layers.
Yep, it's the full Municipal Advisors Employment Act.
A good new term for it.
Yep. I
Not
mean,
that doesn't have to do with this, but was there a problem? I mean,
no, I
has there been
think.
abuse?
No, I mean, I mean, the market is the market. So it, no, there hasn't been an issue. I think in talking with some of the county treasurers, there was this little feeling amongst them, and I think it also went to the state treasurer, where they were like, well, who's making sure these underwriters are, being competitive, and they're not just colluding to have these high underwriting costs. And when I talked to them, I was like, really? Have you guys seen what they do? Have you been part of bonding? And no, that's not the case. But they convinced somebody to run a bill, and so they did. So, Ben, I don't know.
I can give a little color there too. Yeah, that's right. I mean, historically, any bonds that have been issued by the state or by any taxing entity, whether it's school districts, sewer districts, things like that, have been led and operated by a municipal advisor. And in Utah, that's primarily been Zions Bank and Lewis Young, Robertson Birmingham. I think they've changed their name now. And they'd act as the advisors there, and that works great on rated debt. When PIDs and IFDs were introduced just a few years ago, that introduced new non-rated debt to Utah, which is a completely different market. I mean, you're not selling. It's just a different market when it's rated versus non-rated. And so underwriters who had experience in those sectors essentially would lead those transactions. And there became no role for a municipal advisor. And that's partially on design so that these municipal advisors that also represent all of the cities, whether that's Tocqueville or St. George or wherever it is, they represent the cities. There was a desire to say, hey, let's make these PIDs totally separate so that obviously the city is not financially liable for anything that happens within the district. And so the MAs continue to represent the cities. Well, at some point, the MA said, well, wait a minute, we're losing a lot of business here. We want to be involved in these PIDs. Where's the bonding need, or where's the need for us within these that have obviously taken off pretty significantly over the last couple of years? So they went to the states and said, hey, we think that we can provide another layer of security here, and wanted to be involved in a pretty heavy level with the bonds. Well, fortunately, the state said, great, maybe there's a role there for you, but only requiring the pricing certificate. The municipal advisors wanted a full sort of advisory role, which would have been maybe like in the $50,000, $60,000 range. And instead, the state said, provide a pricing certificate, which is really the minimal amount of level which they can provide. So it's a little bit of a way for MAs to say, great, we're still involved in this. Still, the cities also felt a little bit like we want to know what's going on a little bit more in these PIDs. They're issuing a lot of debt. Even though we are financially not connected with these districts, we still want to have some type of connection. So now they feel a little level of comfort that, great, our MA, whether it's Cruz and Associates or Zions, is still has a little bit of connection with the PID. So we're surprised as to what they're ultimately the value that they're using, but that's what kind of came with the state. I don't know. Aaron and Adam might have some more color on that too, but.
No, I think I think that's a fair summary. I think that where we landed is less aggressive than maybe where it could have been. But then also the bill ended up including, quite a few positives. That same legislation is what authorizes the, private utilities like power and gas, which I know isn't as applicable on the special assessment bond, but will be a big benefit on the limited tax deal that follows. So, kind of take the changes on the whole. I think overall good improvements for PIDs, but yeah, that was just one piece of it.
So, Neil, that's another reason why I call it the Full Employment for the Municipal Advisors Act.
Right.
Because that's what it was.
Well.
Well, that section, Adam, or Aaron's right. There was a lot of good things with the bill. It was just that little section of it. But,
Deal with.
yep.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, can I get a motion then to approve the engagement with Cruz and Associates?
I'll make the motion.
Thanks, Colleen.
Second.
Thanks, Neil. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, that's everything I show on the agenda. You guys have anything for us?
Don't think so.
Nope.
Thank you.
Okay, happy holidays. I
Hey,
do
to
need a
all of you.
motion. Need a motion to adjourn.
Oh, I'll make that one.
Thanks.
I'll
Thanks,
second.
Darcy. Colleen, did you second?
I did.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.